This is an All Ears English bonus. How to talk about mysteries and Black Friday deals.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA.
All four AEE hosts chat today about mysteries, why we like them, and how to talk about them. Plus, we'll invite you to our mysterious Black Friday list. Don't miss it.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Together. Yes. Why are we here together today, guys?
We have an exciting announcement.
We like it.
So there, exciting.
There are a lot of answers to that. Reason one, because we like to be together.
Yes.
And reason two, we have an exciting announcement for you guys. Something mysterious.
Uh-oh.
let's just say, what are we talking about today? Lindsay, what is this big mystery we're talking about?
Oh my gosh, mysteries. We like to keep things mysterious, guys. Something exciting is going to be coming up very soon, available to our All Ears English listeners and our audience and our fans here. We can't tell you exactly what it is, but today we're going to give you some little hints, bits and pieces to get you ready.
Totally. We, of course, are talking about Black Friday. Guys, we have such an amazing opportunity for you guys that is only available this one day on Black Friday. You guys have been listening to Michelle and Lindsay talk about Black Friday. So today, instead of talking about that again, because you guys know what that means, we're going to talk about this idea of mystery and why is it so fun. Aubrey, do you enjoy mysteries?
Yes, I actually just finished an amazing mystery novel called A Girlfriend's Guide to Murder. It was really good. It was suspenseful till the end. I didn't know, you know, who done it. I didn't know who did it. And I love it when I can't predict the end, which I feel like authors are getting better and better at keeping the mystery. You don't know what's going to happen. I love it. Real page turner.
That's such great vocabulary.
Yeah, that was good.
A real page turner. What about like true crime? I feel like that is really tapping into humans' love for mystery. Do you guys listen or watch any true crime stuff?
Yes.
Aubrey, you're big on true crime, too. Right? I've heard that you listen to a lot of true crime podcasts and that kind of thing. Is that true?
Yeah, Jessica. I thought you said Jessica. Me? I do. Yeah. I for sure do. I just watched Wild Crime on, is it HBO? It's about crimes that have taken place in American national parks, which is fascinating.
That's so random.
I know.
I feel like we're running out of crimes to talk about. Like, if that is the whole topic. Michelle, what about you? How do you feel about true crime and mysteries?
I never really got into those podcasts or shows about, you know, true crime. I know that like that's a huge obsession, like a trendy obsession people talk about,
totally.
But I don't know. I'm not really into it, but I do like mystery. Like when I like reading mysteries and things like that. I'm trying to think if I like watch any shows like that, but I think it's more that I read, like I might choose to read those kinds of books because as Aubrey said, they're page turners, they're exciting.
Yeah. Let's,
oh, yeah.
So Lizzie, I want to ask you this question, because this idea of mystery, right? Why is this so fun for humans? Like, why do we love, like, just these books are page turners, right? Because of the mystery.
Totally.
Because we, like, we don't know. Like, why is that so fun for us?
I think the human mind wants to close the gap, right? We have an open loop. The human mind is designed to try to close open loops. And that's what it is. And it's not just books. Over the weekend, I watched the movie Flight Plan. Because someone I knew was compared to Jodie Foster and she wanted to know if that was a compliment or not. And so we watched the movie.
That is so funny.
And I said, it's definitely a compliment. But so we watched a Jodie Foster flick and the it just kept me on the edge of my seat. And I love that feeling.
Is that the one where her daughter is missing, but no one believes her? Okay, I've seen that.
Her daughter was missing, was taken on an airplane. I won't tell you the end, but that kind of is the end. So the whole idea was,
or maybe not.
Crazy?
Maybe she doesn't really have a daughter at all.
Exactly. That was the loop. Right? That was the loop.
Yes, or maybe, like, ding, ding, ding. I remember.
Okay.
That.
Now I know exactly. What movie you're
Wait, but I have
about.
A question. Wait, but I have a question. So did this person take the Jodie Foster thing as a compliment then?
Yeah, in the end, yes. Okay. We decided it was definitely a compliment.
I think so. Yeah, totally. Jodie Foster, I agree. Yes.
She's amazing.
And she's fluent in French. She does her own voice work in French films, so everyone French loves her because she's
Okay.
I didn't know that. Oh my God, so
she plays a tough lady on a lot of these movies. Yeah, she's in a lot of horrors, suspense, thrillers. She's great. Yeah. So she's I love mysteries. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
She's one of those actresses that's like so tiny and so tough at the same time, right? Like, it's amazing. Anyway, guys, so let's talk about two words that natives use when we talk about mysteries.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the first one is a whodunit. And it's all one word. It's slang, obviously, right? A whodunit.
Yeah.
Michelle, when do we use that? What is that?
It's like when you talk about mysteries, when you're talking, it's usually a murder mystery, right? So who committed the crime? Who did the murder usually? But we usually say whodunit, like who... I don't know why we say it like
that. Why do we use bad grammar?
Weird. Like, the grammar's bad.
And the grammar, it's all like, wrong, but it just became, I don't know, it just sounds fun, like a real whodunit. It's just become, it's very accepted slang, so you don't don't worry. Don't think, oh, well, I can't use it because, like, the grammar is wrong. No, this is, like, a chunk. This is, like, a word, a slang word that's good to use. Or you could say, yeah, no, it was, like, a real whodunit. I really, like, I had no idea, right?
It's always in that connotation, right? It's collocated. Sorry, collocated with. It's a real. So it's a noun, right? And if it's like an exciting mystery and you don't know who the criminal is, right? Yeah. Then we're saying, oh, it's a real whodunit. It's so good.
Yes. I love it. So good.
Awesome. Lindsay, what is the second vocab word today?
What is it? Good question. Okay, here it is. It is a cliffhanger. Yeah. So this is so good. So this is what I said earlier. We like these cliffhangers. We like these open loops to not quite know, to have to wait, to have to come back later, or just wait, whatever it is, a commercial break, or it's, you know, the next episode of something. Mysteries try to put this in here. Thrillers, mysteries, novels, they put this here to make you wait and figure it out at the end. Yeah. And
streaming services are doing this so much now with TV shows to make us binge watch. Every show ends with the cliffhanger, so you have to start the next one. You don't want to wait.
Yes.
I mean, I have to say, I have to say that like, guys, and this isn't, even if mysteries aren't your thing, like, the cliffhanger is used for drama. You know, it's like, it's used just any time. You don't know, like, I mean, I hate to say it again, but the show Friends had, like, every season ended, like, with a good cliffhanger. And Friends isn't, like, a mystery.
Yeah.
You know, it happens even in these kind of dramatic shows or comedies even. So use it, you know, even if you're not watching the true crimes, like, you can still, this word can still be applicable in many different genres. But today it's all about mysteries.
You
want to
know what happens next.
Yeah. Yes, but it is applicable to what we're talking about today, guys. If you sign up at allearsenglish.com/Black Friday, yes, we will send you reminders because this is the mystery. You don't know what we are going to give you on Black Friday, but it is only available this one day. Here's what we can tell you. It's never been available before. It involves all four of us, maybe on video. Maybe not, but probably. And guys, it is a mystery and it's so exciting. It's going to be so amazing. It's going to help socializing and business. And that's all we're going to say. But yes, sign up, allearsenglish.com/Black Friday.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm so very excited for this.
All right, guys. I guess I'll see you on Black Friday.
Ooh, all right. Or will you? Bye.
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 Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.